This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto. A small private Cleveland-area college is making a big name for itself in football. Notre Dame College is in the Division II tournament for the first time in school history, capping off an undefeated season. Terry, Notre Dame is relatively unknown in the sports world because its namesake, the Fighting Irish of South Bend, Indiana, gets the spotlight, not the Falcons of South Euclid, Ohio.
That's always a surprise, right? It's not Notre Dame University, but the Golden Domes.
Yeah, even when you try to find some information about Notre Dame College, the other Notre Dame comes up. This is a college with 2,000 students, tuition around $41,000.
Right, and actually the full-time students is only 1,200. Notre Dame College originally
was a women's college.
Women's Catholic college, some of them being trained to go and become nuns. Uh-huh. And then they decided, like a lot of private schools, we got to figure out how to get more people in here.
They became co-ed in 2001.
Right. Started with three guys. But as they went along, they realized, well, what can we do to attract male students? And, you know, what schools don't like to talk about is you're educating and you are developing young people, but there's a business element to it. And we've seen small private schools around the country close because they couldn't make it economically. And in 10 years ago, they decided to start a football program. And I remember when they started that, and there's a couple other schools, I go, football's just a total drain. But see, I was thinking Division I football. There's a whole class of Division I schools, about 40 of them, Ohio State, Texas. They're cash cows.
Right.
You know, they draw 100,000 people, 80,000 people, national TV contracts. They not only pay for themselves and their multi-million dollar coaches, they pay for the whole athletic department. We're not talking about them. Mm-hmm. When you start talking about schools that drain a lot, then you're talking mid-majors. You know, Texas, Arlington, frankly, Akron, Kent State, all the MAC schools, they're running at a pretty big deficit. When you're in Division I, whether you're in the MAC with the Akron and Kent or you're at Texas, you get 85 scholarships and they're all full scholarships to players. There's no such thing as a partial scholarship. But I talked to a couple Division II coaches, including Mike Jacobs, who's the head coach at Notre Dame College. Very few players get a full scholarship. You divide them up. Mike Jacobs estimated about 70 of his players are getting some sort of aid, but that also means probably at least 50 or more are paying some sort of money.
Yeah, they're paying tuition.
And maybe none of them would have gone to Notre Dame at all without that. But along the way of starting this program 10 years ago and wanting to be okay and something for kids to play and do, they end up with a good team.
How did that happen? I mean, how is this attractive to good players?
They kind of fell into hiring a good coach. And once upon a time, Mike Jacobs played at Ohio State. The average D2 coach, head coach, is making between $70,000 and $100,000. So in other words, in my mind, in fact, when I went and spent some time with Mike Jacobs and spent it on a nice, it's a smaller, you know, campus there, South Euclid, it kind of was like a college. It wasn't this football factory. How about this, Amanda? Remember when they started football, like, it's not like you had some stadium on campus or anything on this girls' school, right?
They didn't have a field.
No. So they were like practicing at Brush High, which is near there and somewhere else. They played at a high school field. Now they have a nice little field on campus. Holds about 2,000.
Undefeated this season.
11-0 in their 11th year. Yeah, in fact, he, in his 3 years there, he's 29-5. Again, it's more football coaching than it is being the CEO of this multi-million dollar enterprise.
Number one team ranked in the region, Notre Dame College will host Slippery Rock in the quarterfinals this weekend.
Yeah, it's a home game for them. Notre Dame Football College.
Right.
Not Notre Dame Football South Bend. Notre Dame Football South Euclid has found a place on the football map.
Okay, Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about another big weekend ahead for the Browns that will feature two of the top young quarterbacks in the NFL. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, 89.7 WKSU.